We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
From home computers to cell phones, the fastest and easiest way to obtain product information is to use a search engine and conduct a keyword search. This has become an easy source of revenue for search engines like Google and Bing, who sell keyword search terms. A purchaser becomes a sponsor of the keyword, placing a link to their goods at the top of the keyword search. This practice extends to selling keywords that are the trademarks of one company to that company's competitors. So if you were Coca-Cola, you may purchase the search term Pepsi and have Coca-Cola products featured first in an online search for the word Pepsi. This issue highlights the reasons why we have trademark protection. We want to protect the consumer's interest in having an ordered marketplace, but we also want to protect the interests of the trademark owner. Protection for a trademark is extended when two conditions are met. First, trademark law only protects against someone else using an infringing mark in commerce. Second, in most cases, infringement only occurs when it is likely to confuse the consumer about the source of a particular product or service. In other words, consumers think they're purchasing product A, but in reality, they're purchasing product B. The overwhelming majority of courts have concluded that buying a trademarked term as a keyword search term is a use in commerce. However, it is very unlikely that such a practice would cause confusion about the source of a product. Nevertheless, some jurisdictions also enforce another form of confusion called initial interest confusion. Here, trademark law is used to prohibit a bait and switch. A consumer is lured in, seeking product A, only to find that they're instead being guided towards product B. Back in 1999, in Brookfield Communications versus West Coast Entertainment, a federal appellate court ruled that when West Coast, a movie rental store, purchased the term movie buff from Google, doing so caused initial interest confusion because it led consumers to West Coast instead of to Brookfield, the owner of the movie buff trademark. Just recently, however, in Network Automation versus Advanced System Concepts, the same appellate court took a significant step back. Advanced System Concepts bought the term ActiveBatch for Google and Microsoft's Bing searches. ActiveBatch was the trademarked name of the product that competed with Advanced Systems' own product, Automate. The court admitted that the case was virtually analogous to the Brookfield case, but it used a different analogy to explain its divergent outcome. The court now analogized the circumstance to shopping at Macy's. If a shopper is headed towards the Calvin Klein section and is diverted by a prominently displayed sign for Charter Club, Macy's own brand, there's clearly no ground for trademark infringement. The court went on to make clear that even for initial interest confusion, there must be some element of consumer confusion, not mere diversion alone. Perhaps this decision takes trademark law back to its roots as a form of consumer protection instead of protection for the owner of a trademark. Whereas the internet in 1999 may have been more like an unfamiliar highway, the internet today is more like a department store where customers can easily find their way around and where signs are more for the purpose of grabbing attention than for finding one's way. Either way, the federal appellate court's most recent decision opens the door for companies to buy their competitors' trademarks as searchable keywords, putting their own products at the top of your searches. I'm Jay Kaysen.